It's Monday on Daily Delivery. Michael Rand here, Patrick Royce with me as usual. Patrick, how you doing?
I am doing pretty fair, I'd say, pretty fair at best. So, but I'm doing okay. But I always tell everybody when they ask me how I'm doing, I say fair, and at my age, that's as good as it gets. So anyway, yeah, I'm doing fair.
You reserve higher superlatives for the moments that deserve them.
Yes,
Let's put it that way. We
that is true.
don't get an automatic good or more from you. We get a fair, which is fair. Fair is fair.
Yes, that's right.
We got to get to a bunch of things today, Patrick. Maybe in a little bit we can talk Timberwolves, talk a little Twins, who were mercifully rained out on Sunday. Probably get rained out again today, right? It's not going to be very nice today
Yeah,
either.
supposed to be lousy. You got the Dodgers in town, but you think the Dodgers are going to want to play that split doubleheader on Tuesday, which is what they're going to have to do, because or they haven't sold enough tickets. They could just play a regular doubleheader, and but they're going to yeah, if they get rained out, that's you're going to have to play two on Tuesday, because the Dodgers don't want to come back
No.
here,
Yeah, they'd
but
rather
or so.
you'd rather do that than have to come back here. So we'll talk
I
Twins in
could
a
do a whole tirade about the Major League Baseball schedule having the Dodgers here in April, but
we'll wait for that.
we got more important things here to talk about. Let's discuss what took place in Cleveland
Let's do
with
that.
the women's basketball tournament. This is being anointed as something that will have a permanent, will make the NCAA women's tournament huge for the rest of our lifetimes. I'm not sure about that, but it was a phenomenon of all time here with Caitlin Clark, and we got Caitlin Clark and Paige Bekkers on Friday night. A fantastic, like close game, and the Iowa started off terrible, and then they came back and won the game, and we ended up with raging controversy, although, in my opinion, that screen would have been called if LeBron James set it in the NBA. She set up, Paige ran too wide, and she jumped over about 3 feet to throw a Randall McDaniel type block into the kid from Iowa. And it was a blatant illegal screen. But they never call that in the men's game. The hell they don't watch a men's game. They'll call it on Rudy Gobert, for goodness sakes, if it was that blatant. And they call a lot of illegal screens. And plus UConn, they had a chance to get an offensive rebound and they didn't. And so they messed up on their own there. And Gino could have been a lot more classy and said the guy made the right call, but he'd never do that. But he didn't. I think if you say that the ref made the right call, then you're throwing your player under the bus, right? But anyway, that wasn't Caitlin wasn't at her best that game, but the Iowa still figured out a way to win it, and then you turn around Sunday, and Iowa has the great start, but you couldn't watch that game and think that Iowa could possibly win that game, because South Carolina just so big and strong and rebounding
Too much
and
depth too,
deeper,
jeez.
and they got nine players, and I was lucky to play have six. And it was just a mismatch physically, but Clark was out of her mind the first quarter and had 18 the first quarter, but then they just switched athletes and put somebody else on her, and later in the game, and she made it life miserable for her. And South Carolina, what have they've lost one game now in basically 2.5 years, right?
Yeah, to Iowa last year in the semifinals, or
Yeah, and when they won their first one, didn't they only lose one all that year too? I mean,
I think so. That was the one
they
that
had
was
some.
here, right? That was the Final Four that was here in
Yeah, that
22.
was the one that was here. Yeah, when that mean little guard
Oh,
just
she was good.
ate Paige's lunch here in that
She was
one.
good. I remember her. Yeah, she was
Yeah,
good.
that was her name. What was her name?
I
Five.
can't.
She's
We
about
talked about this
five
last
foot
week, and I
four.
couldn't remember it either.
5 foot four, but
Yeah, she was great.
she was, I mean, that team, This team is bigger and stronger,
Yes.
but that team was great 2 years ago, and they just Don that kind of introduced us to the greatness of Don Staley's
Oh,
recruiting
yeah.
and coaching and attitude and everything. And poor Gino just sat there and watched that one because they couldn't do anything. But this, I didn't realize they had five new starters this year, South Carolina, that they didn't, none of these kids started for them last year. And they still
No,
go and
right.
win them all 38-0. And Tessa Johnson, our young lady from St. Michael Albertville, who led them to the state title last year,
Yes.
ends up leading them in scoring last night, making or yesterday afternoon, making three pointers. And I bet you know the one thing I bet they wished is they had that game in prime time last night instead of
Yes.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. But they, you know, when you schedule it originally, you think you're doing the women's basketball a favor by putting it on national TV on Saturday afternoon. But it was definitely a prime time attraction. But I never thought for a minute that Iowa could win that game. Just physically, the mismatch up front was just too much to overcome. Even when you come out, you know what? Basketball is a long game. You
Yeah.
come out hot and you look you know, you all you got to do is look at the NBA and everything.
Oh,
Those
yeah.
these games last forever, and the fact that you come out and make all your shots and get 12 ahead of them, if they're better than you are, they're going to come back and beat you anyway most of the time. So, but it was a great weekend. But to suggest that this is permanent, I mean, yeah, I think women's basketball is in really good shape.
Yes.
But Caitlin Clark is some like a phenomenon of because of her, you know, not only how good she is, but how people grasp a hold of her. And she's smart too. She comes out and, you know, there's no tears or anything. I mean, she complains about the officials with the best of them when she's playing,
Right.
but she comes out and you know, after the game, she says, you know, she answers. She talks about how great South Carolina is, and she then talks about, you know, what she's right about. It was her last answer there about, you know, there's gonna be little kids and little boys and girls and people talking about this Iowa, you know, going to Iowa games when they're 40 years old, you know, going to the Carver Hawkeye and filling the place up and you know, filling up arenas all over the country to see her. And that's, you know, that's the legacy here, is that not necessarily that they never won one, but that they drew. As I told you before, I went down and saw her in early February of 2022,
22, yeah.
and Carver Hawkeye was half full,
Yeah.
you know. And now you get people, you know, paying $2,000 to get in to see her. So,
I know.
you know, so it's it is it, it. She has been a phenomenon. There'll be better players, but they'll never be a phenomenon like this again, I don't think.
Hard to be. Destiny Henderson, I was looking it up while we were talking. I believe that was the South
Yes,
Carolina
that's right.
player.
I love that kid,
Yeah,
man.
she was great. That
Where
was a
is she
fun Final
playing?
Four.
And who's got her in the WNBA?
I don't
Who's
think she
got it? She
played.
got
Yeah, I
her?
don't. The
Really?
Sparks had her at one point. I don't know where she is right now.
I want her on my team.
Yeah.
She was mean, man.
Yeah,
She
she was
was
very good.
tough. She was great. Destiny Henderson, that's right. That was her name.
But yeah, the call, I think the call from the Friday night game, I think I reacted in the moment to, I didn't want it to, nobody wanted it to be called, right? Like
No.
nobody wants to see an offensive foul, an illegal screen essentially determine the game. Yes, they could have got that offensive rebound later. But that was the moment, right? That's a shot to go ahead in the closing seconds where you never know if you're going to get the ball back. When I watched it many times, I probably watched it 15, 20 times. When you watch it later, it is more than just a little moving screen, like you say.
Oh,
It was
God,
a
it's blatant. It's
pretty
blatant.
big. It was She took a
And
full slide over and it was late. So I I get why it was called. I wish, still wish the moment hadn't happened, but you get why.
Yeah, but what if she goes and shoots a layup?
Right. Yeah,
You
that's
know,
true.
if she goes and shoots a layup and you beat Iowa, then he's getting crucified for not calling it.
Right.
So that's Gabby. It looked originally you thought Gabby Marshall called it for him, right?
I thought she sold
And
it. Yeah.
she sold it, but she didn't have anything to sell. It
Yeah.
was a block. It was blatantly illegal. And the guy made a good call. And he didn't take UConn to people. You know, I've never seen a worse call in my life. Well, you probably saw a worse call 20 seconds earlier. I don't know which one,
Right,
but
right.
you've seen thousands of worse calls just this year watching basketball. So people don't want that, but look at the opposite way.
Yeah.
It's it would be, as I say, everybody be saying they took the game away from Iowa. That was a block. That was, it would be just the opposite. The guy made the right call, which is unusual in women's basketball because the
Right.
officiating stinks. That's as women's basketball gains more and more attention, we're gonna start to see again how they get the whatever is the opposite of the cream of the crop of
Right.
officials, because they don't pay as much, so they get the guys who can't referee. They get the men and women who can't referee the men's game, generally
Right.
speaking. But in this case, I don't think there's, just because people don't want it to be an illegal screen doesn't mean it wasn't one of the most blatant ones you're ever going to see.
Yeah, it's kind of like pass interference in football, right? If it's going to be in a big moment, you want it to be, it's got to be bad enough to call it. And if you look at it enough times, you can say, okay, that was bad enough, you had to call it. Even if you don't want illegal contact or pass interference determining a NFL playoff game, if it happens, you got to call it, right? You got to call it.
And Paige basically messed up. She didn't cut off. She didn't cut
Right.
off close enough to the
Right.
screener.
Right.
So that gave her. I mean, that gave Gabby Marshall a free rein to chase her, and then boom. She
Yep.
got blocked. It was. I originally didn't. You got to see it. Kind of almost in slow motion, but
Yes.
it's pretty blatant, to say the least.
And
So
the
that was
bench scoring on Sunday was 37-0. Now it's a little bit, a little bit misleading because you just know that's going to be kind of the case with the two teams with the depth they had. But that tells the story right there. And Tessa Johns,
all
like you
right.
said, 19, Minnesota, and she winds up on the all tournament team for the Final
Yes,
Four.
that's right. And the 37-0 is. Iowa has got no place to go to change that.
No, that's the thing.
They had that one kid that was Davis, that was a pretty good player who got hurt, Molly Davis.
Okay.
So that made him a little deeper, and she got hurt, I think, in the first. Was it here? Or I don't
I
know.
can't
Right,
remember.
real late in the season, she got hurt. At least they had six players when they had her, but they started playing a couple of their big kids that weren't really playing, that they had to play out of desperation. And as much as I like that center, the sophomore center, man, she could miss some layups inside when Caitlin throws her a nice pass. If they had our players in Otto, they would have had a better chance, because
Yeah.
she had great hands, and when Caitlin made one of her great passes to her, she finished. And this that Stutke, is it Stutke? What's her
Can't remember how it's
Stutke?
pronounced, yeah.
Yeah, she just, I mean, she played great in the Friday game, but
Yes.
she doesn't finish. She misses lots of layups. So
It wasn't the
anyway,
Friday
it's
game.
fun.
Wasn't the Friday game one of the first times in a long time that Caitlin didn't lead the team in scoring?
Yes, yeah, I think it was. I think it was. But she had the range going early Sunday, which was, I mean, on early in Sunday's
Yeah.
game, which is the reason she caught my eye originally, was
Right.
making 30 footers
Right.
and saying, "What the heck? This is Steph. Where'd Steph come from?"
Right.
That's and she was doing that in the first first quarter yesterday, but there's no way you can. They didn't have the athletes to
No.
compete with Carolina.
No,
So
they didn't. Undefeated season for.
I wonder if Dawn will hang in there for a long time. I wonder if she
Yeah.
just got, she looks, if she's got other fish to fry, or she
Yeah.
can do something like that. So I don't know. You wonder if it's not like going to another college or anything, but just I'm wondering if she'll not get burned out, but bored,
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, women's games had a lot of all-time coaching greats that stick it out for quite a while. Yeah, you kind of wonder where her appetite for that will be.
Open a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Open now at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Let's talk the men's final is tonight. Oh, by the way, almost feels like, although it's a battle of number one seeds, UConn against Purdue. Interesting storylines there. UConn trying to be a back-to-back champ. Purdue, just kind of getting past all of the negative talk that they're going to lose early again. And I don't think any, I don't very few pick people like pick Purdue, even though they're a one seed, because I saw them lose so early last year. But man, they're not terribly like aesthetically pleasing, but man, Zach Edey, he can play, and especially in the college game, this should be an interesting matchup at the very least.
Yeah, and they improved their 3-point shooting by 10% this year. They're a 41 or 42% 3-point shooting team. Last year they were low 30s, and that's the whole secret. Especially if Edey's allowed to do anything he wants to down low to get open. At this game tonight, I think UConn's 10 points better than them if the if it's refereed straight up, the two big guys. But if the if they decide to put the Klingon kid in foul trouble early, playing against Edey, I mean Edey will be in there pushing with them.
Yeah.
They'll be pushing on each other, banging each other. And at this point, Edey gets all the calls. And he played a whole game, the one where they got the. He got the foul called early in the first, in the, and then there was a technical called or something like
Yeah.
that. He played, that was the only foul he had the whole game.
Oh,
He's in
wow.
there.
Yeah.
He's in there pushing everybody. And but UConn is great. And
Yeah.
man, they play such. I mean, they got great players, but they play exactly the way the coach wants them to play.
Yeah.
They are one of the best coach teams I've ever seen because they. They just do everything. They run such good stuff, and they can play fast. They can play slow. They defend, and it's a whole. They're a whole new team too. They're like
Yeah.
South Carolina. They're a whole new team. But I think they're. Well, I can't say they're better than they were. Well, they are better than they were last year because last year they had a terrible regular season,
Yeah,
and then
came out of nowhere.
came
Yeah.
out of nowhere and beat everybody bloody in the tournament. But they, man, they're. They are a well-coached basketball team, and they are talented. And they again, they just have more good players
Yeah.
than Duke, than Purdue has. But
Yeah.
again, Edie, it depends upon what Purdue gets away with inside with Edie. And if they make half their threes, then they'll stay
Right.
in the game.
Equalizer.
That's
Speaking of,
but
oh, go ahead, Patrick.
I think it's a good game. I think
I think so too. That'd be
it's a
worth
fun game.
watching for
It's a
sure.
fun game to watch. It's not like the cliche is it's over. Caitlin Clark and company have overshadowed the men's tournament and probably have almost as good a ratings or better ratings. I don't know what the rating was yesterday. I'm sure it was huge. Although middle of the afternoon Sunday, you don't get as many eyes probably. But tonight's a game I'm going to watch, and
Me
I'm not
too.
sure I was going to watch it 2 weeks ago because
Yep.
I wasn't really that impressed with the tournament, but after watching a full game at UConn, and they struggled for a while, but man, they're good. So anyway, that's
Speaking of
my view.
coaching, Patrick, Calipari going to Arkansas,
Is
filling
that
the.
going to happen? Is
That's what it
that
said. That was the breaking news. Calipari to Arkansas, replacing our guy Muss, who went to USC, right?
Cal, he couldn't wait to get out. Apparently, Calipari is is tight with the Calipari's tight with the chicken guys, the
Okay.
Tyson family. That's the big Arkansas boosters,
Yep.
and he's mad at him. And now Kentucky's going to try to go get Oats away from Alabama, apparently.
Okay.
Who just had a good run there. I don't know. You know if he'll leave. I mean, Alabama will pay him as much as Kentucky, but Cal, what is Cal? He's late 60s.
Oh, good question. Let me look. Yeah, he's let's see if it says in the story here that I'm reading from. I don't see it yet. I'll find it though. I mean, he's been around for he's taken
Oh God! Well, he was when we had the Final Four here for the first. Wasn't the first time? Wasn't the first time? No, not the first time. But I went out and did a piece on him when he was at UMass, making
Yeah,
them into power. They got vacated, that team. They ended up in the tournament, and they got their appearance got vacated with Cal's creative recruiting.
right.
But they was a young, handsome Cal, and instead of a bitter, surly jackass that he is now, but he's he's that's a pretty good hire. That's a pretty good play. They were down on Little Lee this year
Yeah, after
because they had a yeah I went to the what Elite Eight twice in a row
didn't
or
you go to three
something like
straight Sweet 16s or something? It was at least
that.
two,
yeah
yeah.
yeah yeah and they you know he had a He got a lot of guys hurt. He got a bad year, and they got mad at him because they knew he was he was a guy who was constantly talking to other
Right.
places. Well, that's his personality.
Right.
But Arkansas is a heck of a lot better job than Southern Cal, I think.
I
But
would think so, yeah. Calipari is
I'll
65, by the way. 65. He was at Kentucky for 15
oh.
years. Jeez, man.
Yep, he's got. I dealt with him a couple of times. He was at Kentucky. He was arrogant as could be. He got a lot worse down there. I guess Kentucky can do that to you too, because they expect so much. I mean, I always tell the story about Kentucky basketball. This is a long time ago because Mashburn Senior was the star,
Okay,
and
yeah, there you go.
I was down there, and that I don't even Cal wasn't there yet,
I wouldn't think so,
but
no.
just Kentucky in general. I was driving back to Indianapolis after being at a game in Lexington, and I was going to go to Indianapolis to see the prep Final Four that the, when they used to have their they used to just send four teams to the
Oh,
state
sure.
tournament. They played two games on Saturday afternoon and one game on Saturday night, and I was going to look at that because I don't know where I was going after that, but I was driving across Kentucky like for 2 hours after the game, listening to their post game show, and guys were calling up saying, "We gotta get rid of that guy. He traveled in the first half." You know, I mean, they had high standards for performance back
Yes.
then, Kentucky, and I also covered a Final Four that was in Lexington, and Kentucky wasn't in it, but the whole attitude of, they still were talking with worshipful about Adolph Rupp. You know, this was like, but Lexington was where was it? I think it was, or wasn't it Lexington where Villanova beat where Villanova beat Georgetown? I think it
I
was.
can't remember. That could be,
Think that
yeah.
was the Final Four I'm talking about. So that's a long time ago too. But I'm not sure that it owns the entire state. You know, the basketball owns the entire state like it used to, but it's still Indiana's supposed to be the basketball state, but my perception always was Kentucky was even stronger because they had more great colleges,
Yeah.
So anyway,
I've only been to that basketball arena once, and it wasn't for a basketball game. We just happened to be there. My friends and I were doing a baseball tour, and we did a minor league game in Lexington. So we decided to go see where this famous arena was. And it's very nondescript. It's almost like in a mall kind of feeling, kind of building. It was weird. There's like all sorts of
Yeah, it's
stores
not a
around it.
great, it's not a kind of just a big old arena. They had to
Yeah.
figure out how to get 20,000 seats in it because they were filling it up back in the day. I don't know if they still do, but boy, I mean, it's amazing. What the most amazing thing about Kentucky basketball now is what Kenny Payne did to Louisville. Man
Oh,
alive,
yeah.
They won like eight games in 2 years.
12,
It
I think
was
they were
unbelievable.
12-52. 12-52.
It's 12 and 50. It's impossible.
You see,
It's impossible.
every single one of their players is in the transfer portal. Every single one of their scholarship
Yes.
players, including
Yes.
our guy Dennis Evans.
Yeah. Who didn't stay there? He left, right?
Yeah,
Didn't Dennis?
he's been in the portal for like a month. Yeah, he didn't. That didn't
Well,
work
he
so
didn't.
good.
They went home. He was
Yeah,
sick or
he
something.
played a little bit, but yeah, he was
He supposedly got $400,000.
something. Yeah, unbelievable.
That's how desperate they were because,
Right.
he was only a five star in everybody's imagination. He was he ended up on some list, but you looked at his offensive stats. I know we did a lot of stuff on him, but you looked at his offensive stats and he averaged like 16 a game or
Right.
something. I mean, it was I gotta think that he cashed those Louisville checks. I don't think he's gonna have to worry about getting that kind of money this time.
No.
So
Royal Credit Union's smart checking accounts offer no monthly fees and no minimum balance. Enjoy financial freedom when you open your Royal Credit Union smart checking account online at rcu.org/gochecking. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, let's transition to the Twins. Like we said at the beginning, rained out Sunday. The good news, rained out
Good
Sunday,
news,
so
they got rained out. Yeah.
they couldn't lose. Bad news is on the day they were rained out, they had as many hits with runners in scoring position as they did Friday and Saturday. This
But
team, it was like you wrote about them after the Friday or the Thursday game. Sorry, Thursday and Saturday. You wrote
yes.
them after, about the opener, and they 15
That.
strikeouts, couldn't get a guy home, and then they had the exact same game on Saturday.
Yeah, they had two home games so far, 0 for 23 with runners in scoring position with 29 strikeouts. And Eddie Julian should be sent back to St. Paul until he swings the bat. I'd tell
Yeah.
him, you're going back. And, if you, it, unless you go 5 days without getting called out on strikes, you're not coming back. You stay down there. It's a joke. I mean, they say, well, he's right. Well, the ball's a half inch off the plate. He might
Right.
be right, but he can't just sit there and take it. I mean, he didn't hit a home run, which was wind blowing, by the way, to left field on Thursday. But he's taking strike, then turn around, looking at the umpire, and I think the umpires are going to delight in calling him out on
Right.
strikes. Acts like an idiot every time he gets struck out. And and he's what is he doing leading off? He never gets on base. He strikes out. Because he won't swing, he won't take a walk. So I mean, because if a pitch is an inch off the plate, he won't swing at it. So, and I'm not putting this all on him. I mean,
No, it's
here,
every a lot of guys right now.
now you explain to me. Okay, they gave $11 million to Joey Gallo last year, which was the worst decision in the history of baseball. Why did they bring in Carlos Santana for $5.5 million? He's better at first base defensively than Kirilloff. Who cares? It's first base. It's first base. Kirilloff might not have great analytics or metrics at first base, but he's good enough.
Yeah.
You watch him at first base, he's not killing you. He's not Miranda, who doesn't know whether he's supposed to run to the bag or not when he tried to play it. I mean, Santana was terrible last year, most of the year. He was a little better late. What are you bringing in a 38-year-old for when you're cutting money, and got him in a line? What is he? That's your big lineup addition during the off season? It's idiotic. And it makes no sense. But you look at the lineup now. You take Royce Lewis out of that
Yeah.
lineup. We all thought, boy, we would like this lineup. Well, we don't know what Buxton's going to be, even if he's playing.
Yeah.
He struck out. Did he strike out 35% of the time last year because he was a DH, or did he strike out because the way pitching is now, he's a guy who's going to strike out
Yeah.
35% of the
It's a good
time?
question. Yeah.
That way he swings. And, I. You got Matt Wallner is one of your regular outfielders, and you don't know about him, right?
No.
And you got Kepler, who's had two good months, three good months. But, you know, last year in June, I know there was somebody important in the organization saying, release him.
Yeah.
You know, he was so terrible. And now he's hitting fourth, batting 30. I don't know about this. You know, we thought, well, the lineup could carry him. So far, the pitching's been okay.
Bullpen's been great. Starting's been okay. Yeah.
Okay. And the pitching's been okay. And the hitting has been non-existent. Even they popped up and got four runs in the ninth inning of that second game in Milwaukee, right? Beyond that, they haven't hit at all.
Yeah, and it might have been the eighth inning, but yeah, they had a big inning to kind of get them to three. After they lost those two, the two road games, they beat Milwaukee with that big rally. Jeffers had that home run, and then
they haven't done
squat since.
Now, if the Dodgers, you know, as you say, we might get rained out today. It's what supposed to be 100% today too, but you get the Dodgers coming in, and you say, what a mismatch, you know?
Yeah,
I look at them and I don't, I thought, you know, I got up Friday morning and said, okay, I'm going to rip them. And, you know, I liked nothing about the game on Thursday.
Long it was too. It was boring. Almost 3 hours.
Yeah, it was boring. It was long. Nobody will swing the bat. The hell with them. And then I said, maybe. So I was there Saturday and saying, okay, they validated that one.
They did. Yes.
So I don't know. I just don't know. They brought this on themselves. So that's, I mean, Bobby Nightingale has a piece today. What are they officially 30 million less than last year, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Payroll. It's just stupid. It was just stupid to do that.
TV money. And it's just, ultimately, though, the impression they had of themselves to me going into this year, especially the offense, felt a little bit too much. Hey, it worked last year. It's going to work again this year. Like every guy who was good last year is going to be good again this year. And that doesn't work that way, especially with those second-year guys. You're talking about Julian, Wallner. Now, I think Royce Lewis is in a different class, and he would have been fine this year if he was healthy. But, like, guys you're counting on. Look at you. You mentioned Kepler. Like, Kepler's been as streaky as anybody. You don't know about Buxton. Yeah, it's like you're counting on a lot of things that you're hoping not
you're
knowing.
You're counting on Willie Castro once again not being Willie Castro.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And Willie Castro had this. He was good last year. Struck out a lot, but he was good. But is he going to be the guy Detroit just said, get out of here? You know?
Right.
He was released. And now all of a sudden with Royce Lewis hurt, he's in the lineup all the time. And, you know, that's my theory is the reason you didn't sell out on that, you had all that enthusiasm last October, is that a different audience showed up. There wasn't mom and dad driving in from Long Prairie. It was like the 8,000 people who live down, youngsters who live downtown who are 30 years old looking for something to do, said, hey, let's go to the ball game.
Right.
They had fun one day, so they came back the next. And now that's my theory why they didn't sell out. But other people think that it's because they made everybody mad by cutting payroll. And
probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it just seems like it was done for no reason to cut it this drastically. It was almost like Joe Polad's trying to prove what a fine young executive he is or something like that. Well, you ended up, you know, this could be I keep saying that this could be it's all depends on the starting pitching.
Yeah.
The reason they were good last year is because they had really good starting pitching. The reason they were bad the year before is they had really bad starting pitching.
Yeah.
And so you got Pablo. He's going to be good. Joe Ryan's been okay so far. He looks okay. But then you got Ober, Louis Varlin, and, Paddock. And Paddock's, if you get 100 innings out of him, you're going to be lucky. So this is going to be a year you're going to use 8 or 9 starters. And did you see what happened to phenom to be Simeon Ridge Woods Richardson yesterday?
No, I did not.
7 runs in 3 innings in St. Paul.
Not good.
And I saw him in spring training, and they're saying, he's got the new delivery he's throwing. The guy throws 90.
Yeah.
He's not going to make it. I see we got a big controversy going, though. The MLB Players Association, with all the injuries, has come out and
Oh, yeah.
suggested it's the pitch clock. And baseball's theory is it's all the breaking balls that everybody's throwing at maximum velocity, which I buy more than the pitch
I do
clock.
too.
But I think that's because I desperately want the pitch clock to stay. But I mean, it's incredible. On the same day, you lose Bieber and you lose who's Bieber and
Strider.
Strider. Yeah, Strider, the best pitcher in the National League. Gerrit Cole shut down really for the first time in his career. I don't know. I don't. I heard Brad Lidge on the baseball network, a radio network, the other day going on about it. He's not there anymore. He quit, but he's a pretty sharp guy, and he was just saying you starting pitchers can't do it. They gotta, you gotta be like Verlander used to be, which is
Right.
throw 92 and still and until he had to throw 98 and then throw
Yeah.
it. But nobody cruises anymore. They just have all the pitching coaches saying, go out there, give us max effort, and then we'll, spin rate. I think spin rate's got a lot more to do with than anything
I've
else. There's
100%, 100%. It's putting
preoccupation with it.
weird torque
Yeah.
and strain on ligaments that shouldn't have that kind of strain on them.
No, it's not the mind. That's why you got to be worried about Duran. It's
Yeah.
the human body made to throw 102 miles an hour. It's not. He's a big, strong guy, but this is not the arm, thankfully. But what we should remember that in 2002, he pitched what 17 innings or something like that,
Yeah.
and then he no or
22, yeah.
2001, 2001, right? Was it
21, yeah.
21, 21,
I know what you mean.
2021? But then he had 2 healthy years,
Right.
but it's back there. I mean, it's yeah. I mean, the Cleveland guys were sick because he'd pitch. He was out. Bieber was out most of the time last year. And then he pitched, had 2 really good games. They kept him to 80 some pitches, and then all of a sudden, the next day, they're announcing he's going to have Tommy John.
Yeah.
So wow. Yeah, it's a definite crisis, and there needs to be some solution. And I noticed with Cleveland that the guy who pitched on Thursday always went to like 1 second left before he threw the ball,
Really?
and Tampa does that too,
Huh.
kind of has their pitchers wait a little longer. But I don't know, does an extra 4 seconds help you?
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting, but the Major League Players Association, they're looking for things to battle the owners about because they're
Yes.
upset about
Always.
all the veterans that didn't get signed, that are still out there floating around. And they, the guys like Donovan Solano and guys like that who didn't get signed for no reason. Why don't we bring back Donovan Solano instead
Donnie
of Carlos
Barrels.
Santana?
I don't know. Donnie Barrels was pretty good last year.
First base, you dummies. Anybody can play first base. It's nice to have a Herbeck or somebody who's really great, but you don't have to be the greatest player on the history of the field. You can't worry that much about fielding at first base. I don't know. They have changed the PR from last October to now dramatically, and they're paying for it at the they're going to pay for it at the gate. And the other thing I've been saying all the off season, Mike, was they had drought last year. Drought's not good for the farmers. Drought's great for baseball.
Yeah.
Drought is fantastic. They had one rain out last year, and it was because they flipped the opener to Friday because they had the day
Right.
off. That was the only one all year.
All right.
Now you're
Wow.
going to have 2 and 3 days.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be, you know what it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen? Outdoor baseball in Minnesota in April. That's what it
Right.
is.
Yeah.
Not normal outdoor baseball in Minnesota in April. So yeah, they've changed the narrative on themselves dramatically. And that's they won't have the wild they won't have the wild crowd to bother to you know the these playoff fever over in St. Paul won't affect attendance. No. That's for sure.
No. And maybe the Wolves though. Let's finish with that.
Wolves will. But you know it's going to be it's if they. You know, whoever they play in the first round ain't going to be easy.
No.
And, you know, it could be Phoenix. It could be New Orleans. It's not going to be easy. And if they end up losing, this will somehow be traced to
the ownership squabble
or something like that, or the ownership squabble or something like that. It's going to be because you're playing a really good team. That's what it's going to be. So,
and we don't know if they're going to get Cat back either. We'll see.
No. And the way Nas played last night, do we really need him?
We do. Yeah, they do, but it's, you know, Nas has been awfully good. Like, he had the rare off game the other night when they lost to Phoenix. He was bad in that game, but he had 31, I think, against the Lakers. And they took advantage of Davis being out for most of the, you know, more than half that game. He went out with that eye injury. No LeBron in that game. So you got to temper it. But that's when they, you know, you go in and you're kind of banking on that one being a toss-up at the very least, because it's a tough game, and if they're going to have any chance of finishing in the top two, you got to kind of have that one, because they still got Denver on the schedule.
Yeah, Lakers, and it's looking like pretty much a cinch that it's going to be the Lakers and Golden State in a one-game play-in, right? That's going to be that play-in game will have pretty good. That'll have some enormous ratings by play-in game standards, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be – I'd take on either – bring me either of those teams, I'd be very happy. So
yeah, I think the teams they don't want right now are Phoenix and New Orleans in the first round. I think Dallas is tough. But I think they could take Dallas because they've got enough perimeter defense. But those other teams, man, they are dangerous. Zion's a handful. They've lost both times, I think, to New Orleans this year when Zion's played. So,
and the thing about Phoenix is, if Durant's healthy and Booker's healthy, they might have the two best players on the floor anytime you play them. Yeah. I mean, I like Ant, but and long term, I'd certainly take him. But for a 7-game series, having those two guys, Booker and Durant, that would be that's a tough chore right there.
Yeah, I think Chris Hine wrote it best the other day. So the only team you'd really be looking for as a favorable matchup at this point would be the Kings, because they've got so many injuries. If they make it through the play-in somehow and they're still around, that would be a team you might want to play because they're hurting right now. But anybody else is good. The first round, it's just like it's going to be a team with 46 or 47 wins as the 8th seed probably.
And it's so un-NBA-like that you're – the uncertainty going into the playoffs this year, except for the Celtics, is maybe the Nuggets too, for at least the first round. But the beyond the Celtics in the East, it's the form is not what it usually is in the NBA, which is the first round is you get one upset in the first round, and you could get three in the West, for goodness sakes. So
you could. Well, we're going to be, about a week left in the regular season, and the Wolves will get a little bit of a breather there, because they won't obviously be in the play-in this year. They've already clinched at least a home series.
Third,
so
they're now 1, 2, or 3, right? But you and I just talked a bit before we started this that the Wolves probably got to go 4-0 to get the number one seed, because they got you look at Denver, and they're playing the Wolves in Denver. And it doesn't look like they can lose a game. And then Oklahoma City has 4 home games that they should win. So you're pretty much in a situation that you played a great game and beat Denver out there once. It's kind of a tough chore to go out there and do it again. But I think they're going to have to be the number one seed.
Yep. All right, sir. I think that's all I had for you. You got any last minute rants? Otherwise, we're going to go.
No, not really. It was a very interesting weekend, and don't be afraid to watch UConn and Purdue tonight. That'll be pretty good. Masters this week, and boy, does golf need that, because we got guys winning these PGA. Nobody watches live. You know, congratulations to everyone who's ignoring it. Golf ratings were bad enough, but this collection of who is that guy winning the PGA events, the ratings have been terrible. And they need a good Masters here for to get a little interest in golf again. So anyway.
All right,
that's
sir.
That's my last thought. All right.
Thank you, sir. See bye-bye. You.